Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
How's your week going so far? We're only 2 days in.
Well, it's going great, of course.
You always have a good day, don't you?
Pretty much. I try to have a positive attitude, but as we're speaking, I have someone making popcorn, so who could not be excited when there's popcorn smells in the library?
Oh, wow. That's my favorite snack, you know, popcorn.
I know. We're going to be making it a little bit this week as we've got a program that we're going to use it with, and I can talk about that, you know, as we go on, too, but I have all sorts of exciting news to share with everyone.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, this week, the Appleton Public Library is actually open some hours so that you can physically come in here without an appointment and stuff. And so what we started to do this week is we're open the hours that the Civic Center is open. And so the Civic Center here is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings. And so we're open on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings. And then the Civic Center is open Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, so we are open. Now, keep in mind, we still are, we still are being careful. We're limiting it to like 3-4 people in here at a time. So you may have to wait to come in if we have too many people. And we're following, you know, social distancing, wearing masks when customers are in here. You know, we're doing all those lovely things that everybody is thinking about. And then also we're open on Saturdays from noon to 2. So keep those things in mind so that you won't need to make an appointment to browse the collection. You can just come in or pick up a book or, you know, something you've ordered, things like that. But we are still asking that you make an appointment for the computer use, because computer use is a longer time period usually. And so we are asking that you do that by calling us.
Okay.
But, that's kind of something exciting that we're trying, and okay, we're going to see how it works.
Are you still doing curbside then?
Yes, we are still doing curbside. Okay. We are also asking people to return their materials in our outside drop box, because we do still need to quarantine all of the materials. And so if we only have to handle them once in that box, that would be super helpful to us. And so we're asking that people do that. Also, if people are, you know, not wanting to come in, we are still doing curbside pickup, especially with the hours that we are able to be open. We need to do curbside pickup. And so if you call us and you want us to get something together for you, if you ordered something and you want to pick it up, we're really flexible about things like that.
Okay, good. All right, what else is happening at the Appleton Library?
Well, this week, every week what we do is we offer some kind of fun, funky thing that the kids can take for a make and take. And so this week we're doing a popcorn and a movie event. We're giving away some of our movies. We're giving away popcorn. We've got all sorts of fun stuff that we're going to be putting in those packets. So be watching on Facebook and our website for information on that. Or you have to give us a call and maybe order one if you're interested, because that's kind of a fun packet for kids to take home and keep. So that's one thing that we're doing this week. But we also have Steve Stairrud that will be here every Wednesday from, I think it's 11 to 2. And so if you're interested in having him stop on by or making an appointment with him, give us a call, or we have a number that you can reach him for too, because he is going to be available to help you either in person if you want to make an appointment for that, or he can also arrange something over the phone if you're interested. And that will be each Wednesday. So that'll be kind of fun and interesting that we have available here. We still are doing adult coloring each week. You can request a coloring sheet if you're interested. Mm. And then our book club is going to meet in the park on the 27th of July to discuss our latest book by Kate Morton that is called The Forgotten Garden.
Okay.
And so we're going to meet in, I think, is it called Riverside Park?
Yep. Well, that's a neat idea. Have your book club in the park.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to be doing. We're meeting on July 27th at 5 o'clock. and then we'll be discussing our latest book by Kate Morton, The Forgotten Garden. And so if you're interested in joining us, you can give us a call and we'll get a book for you. I know it's kind of short notice for that, but, you know, sometimes you could read those books in just a little bit of time. You never know. Or maybe you just want to join us to see what book club is all about.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Well, we still have our little free libraries that are open, and there are a lot of people that have been using those while we've, you know, while we've had all sorts of trying and challenging hours and everything else. Mm-hmm. And we've got two of those located in the Appleton Campground. And so it's kind of the theme of take a book, share a book.
Okay.
And we've had really good feedback on a lot of these things.
Good.
We also have a lot of digital things that are available. We're adding new content constantly to our electronic format books and audiobooks. And then there's 10 new magazines that you can download. We just have a lot of different things that are available online as well as in the library. So that's kind of exciting.
Okay, good. Well, let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there's a couple of new books out there, new nonfiction books, Separated by Jacob Saboroff. It's the NBC News correspondent examines the Trump administration's systematic separation of migrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border and the living conditions of the children in custody. Kind of an interesting hot topic, I guess. And the Beauty and Breaking by Michelle Harper. It's a female African-American emergency room physician finds success in a predominantly white male field and examines ways to heal the mind, body, and spirit, which is what we could definitely use during these times. New fiction is A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor by Hank Green. Mysterious books hint at what caused the untimely demise of April May and the sudden disappearance of robots known as the Caris. So obviously a science fiction book. Also new is Memoirs and Misinformation by Jim Carrey and Dana Vachon. It's a character named Jim Carrey navigates stardom and its successes in a satire that borrows heavily from the life of the celebrity himself, Jim Carrey. Now, remember, those are fiction books, so those are books that are not true.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Jim Carrey is jumping into writing books.
Yep. I heard that he had came out with that book, too, so.
Oh, interesting. Well, good for you,
yep.
Paul.
I was paying attention.
Yeah. Oh, you always are paying attention.
He was on the Tonight Show. He was on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon promoting his book, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
That's how I knew that. I was by watching TV.
So, all right. That's what's new and things that are going on here at the Appleton Library. So keep in mind, we are open. Mm-hmm. We're here at the public library ourselves Monday and Fridays 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays 10 to 7, and Saturdays 10 to 2. But the library is actually physically open on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to noon, Tuesday, Thursday, 1 to 5, and Saturday from noon to 2.
Okay. All right. Real good, Cindy. Thanks for telling us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time then.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
There you have it. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.